The discovery of spinosad basically started as part of a natural product discovery initiative of Eli Lilly and Company before the joint venture with Dow Chemical in 1989. They had an ongoing natural products discovery effort, not just for agricultural products, but also for their pharmaceutical products. So one of their scientists in the early 80s was doing some deliberate sourcing of material in various places, and in an area in the Caribbean islands, identified a soil sample, brought it back to the laboratory, and identified some very unique activity for insects or biological activity against insects. The process actually took 5 to 7 years from the time it was first located to be able to develop it, to grow it, in order to identify and develop enough source material to do a battery of tests against economically important insects. And just about the time of the joint venture, which was in 1989, the laboratory scientists were able to develop enough material to get a pretty good sense that this activity was the kind of activity that would be economically relevant for cotton farmers in particular, with a number of the insect pests that they had at the time.
So this new natural insecticide hits the market in the mid-1990s with the name spinosad. But what makes it natural?
Now, natural products and natural product organisms often produce many what we call secondary metabolites, which are basically chemicals produced by the organism that don't have any obvious activity or function for the organism itself. And this bacteria produced many of these secondary metabolites. And those two secondary metabolites had particularly strong activity on a number of pests. The other thing that's exciting from us from a business perspective is that we're able to continually improve the productivity of the bacteria, and by doing that, it allows us basically to not have to build additional plants or have a bigger manufacturing and waste production footprint. In my history of the company, 30 years next month, I've never seen actually any issue reported with spinosad the other products that are built around the spinosad franchise. So it's been one of the most widely used and widely recognized as a small footprint and environmentally and from a mammalian standpoint, safe molecules that's ever been on the market. So we're very proud of it from that perspective.
Environmental Protection Agency's Green Chemistry Challenge in both 1999 and 2008. And according to them, they aren't true.
And we're actually the only company today in the major agricultural products companies that still have very active natural product screening and activity. So we're looking for more and more products like spinosad, whether they're insecticides or whether they're insect-based or whether they're disease or weed-based. And we're confident that we'll find some more.
Need to use so much pesticides that if they're using one that's harmful to the environment,